944.
We have floods, riots, and one thug killed, we think anyway, in a CIA strike that would score one for the good guys. That's us. Fatula Masood could be dead. We'll see what that DNA test proves. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We also have a senator saying don't pull a Rumsfeld in the Afghan war, and I question what ultimately is the end game there in the first place. But here's where we start. We start in Mexico. That's right. President Obama, Stephen Harper from Canada, and, of course, Felipe Calderon are meeting. Once again, we're talking about that glorious NAFTA. And ultimately, we know for sure the United States and Mexico are butting heads when it comes to trucking and probably drugs as well. Obama is pressing for a different kind of relationship with Mexico, and there doesn't seem to be any progress to report, at least late on Sunday heading into Monday in many places, because the division is pretty wide between Calderon and the United States, and it all comes down to drug fighting aid, the money, which, of course, Mexico wants. They want more money. And also the ban on Mexican trucks going north of the border. You know how I feel about it. Keep the stinking trucks out when you look at the safety issue. So this is the second trip to Mexico for Obama in the 6.5 months that he's been president. It was more that chit-chat thing in the beginning. They just talk in broad terms about the two countries. They talk about swine flu and what's happened and the cooperation that was shared, you know, all that stuff. You get that. That's cocktail conversation. And then, of course, the positives of what's happening with the gangs and dominating the drug trade and who have we gotten, who have we been able to stop. But this three-way summit between the United States, Mexico, and Canada, sometimes it's referred to as the Three Amigos Summit, is very, very key at when it comes to the money part of the drug fighting thing for these formal talks, and also when it comes to the trucking issue. Because if you remember, supposedly there is a three-year, $1.4 billion drug fighting package that is on the table. Now, one $100 million installment is delayed because there is concern in our Congress about the Mexican Army's abuses. Bravo. Finally, they did something right. They questioned what was happening in Mexico. Why should we just hand over this money when it's obvious what's happening in the drug trade there? I mean, look at the people being beheaded and killed, and all of a sudden there's this gangland war that's worse along the border. And of course it is, because you're trying to snuff it out, but you're snuffing out so much corruption along the way, or trying to, that they're intertwined with the army, with the police force, etc. And, of course, U.S. law says that Congress can withhold funding unless the State Department reports that Mexico isn't violating human rights during the anti-cartel crackdown. So the human rights is the major thing here. So if they don't get it, if they don't get the report, and they don't know that there's not these abuses going on, then they're not going to get their stinking money, right? You know, drug violence has killed 11,000 people since they started this supposed crackdown, and that's only been since late 2006. And the cities are under siege. It's spilling over the border, we know, into Tijuana and to other areas in the United States, the more Spartan places in those border areas. Yeah. So this was the other thing that was brought up, and I can only imagine this will ignite some of you as much as it did me. And you knew this was going to happen, but there was this, remember, Obama had said he was going to restore this pilot program that actually let Mexican truckers travel into the United States, and the North American Free Trade Agreement required the United States to grant Mexican trucks full access to the highways in January of, 2000, But that was all stalled, and the pilot program didn't really come up till 2007. And in the pilot program, there were some trucks that were allowed. Of course, U.S. labor unions are screaming about this, and a lot of people are screaming about this. So there was a spending bill that included a ban on spending for the program. That's how it was initially stopped. So Mexico decided to kick us in the rear end as well, and they imposed these taxes, tariffs, if you will, on U.S. products, from fruit to wine to anything you can think of, washing machines, whatever. That's the best examples. It's the ones we know where the tariff went up. And Obama's saying he's going to try to move forward, but that, look, Congress has legitimate safety concerns about the Mexican trucks. Of course. We don't want your trucks coming across the border. Oh, and I think it's going to be a roller coaster ride the rest of the way with this, definitely, because there's not going to be, I hope, on this NAFTA part, I don't think there's going to be a concession, with the Mexican trucks, and I hope there's not, because frankly, I don't want them going up the belly of the country. For all of you listening to me in the Midwest, do you want to see these trucks come right up, these unsafe Mexican trucks come up and through our border? I'm going to say absolutely not. I mean, there's a great reason to have a safety concern over what could happen on the highways. I mean, please. So they're going to talk about other things, too. Obviously, flu season will be, as I already said, with the swine flu. That's going to be a big, big conversation. And we know that people are going to get sick in the fall. I mean, that's inevitable. That's when the flu season kicks up. So there's going to be this vaccine, and what's going to happen with the supplies, and you know, what's going to happen when the statistics get uglier and we start to talk about it even more on the air? And are we going to have people panicking as a result of that? And so here we go with NAFTA, which I'm not a big fan of. And it's Canada, Mexico, and, of course, as I said, the United States, and trying to nitpick all the different things. The will there be closing of borders or restricted travel, you know, what about the business all along the border, what happens? That's pretty much the gist of the flu. Sorry, if ground zero is for the swine flu was Mexico, and we start to see things kick up again, you got to be kidding me if you're not concerned about travel and there are not some kind of travel restrictions that once again bubble up, because there should be, right? There should be that. And this is the thing probably Stephen Harper and our friends listening in Canada would know about, the idea that you've got this Buy American requirements, remember? So we're trying to recover economically. We still have people that are underemployed, people who have given up looking for jobs. And so much of what we're worried about we're worried about our own fortunes in our own yard this time around, right? So there is this Buy American requirement that was part of that economic stimulus package, remember? That was one of the big things we talked about on America Tonight. Well, at least that's in there, right? $787 billion, baby. Still $500 billion waiting to be spent. What comes out of this, if anything? Let's hope that Obama doesn't give in as far as the Mexican trucks are concerned. I don't see what he's going to say. I don't think he can take the Buy American clause out of the stimulus plan. And let's see what happens with the drug money. Do they get more aid in the end? What do you think should happen? Should we concede on the Mexican trucks? 800-259-5791.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, they gazed in wide wonder. The joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Speaking of being bad to the bone, you know, it's that constant struggle our entire lives that everybody can relate to. You know what that is? What do you think that is? Do, 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 do. I don't know how that goes. I can't hum it well. You know the whole Jeopardy theme when they're trying to do the last question. I'm going to tell you what it is. The answer is we're always trying to lose weight, right? Aren't we always trying to lose weight? Even if you're in decent shape. Everybody, you can never be too thin. It's the old joke, you can never be too rich, too thin. So this exercise, I get Time magazine in the mail, and they've got a huge article on the cover, it even has it, why exercise won't make you thin. And I'm thinking, wow, how many people truly believe if they do 100 more sit-ups, or if they walk around the block a few more times, or if they go to the gym 3 more times a week. And we're talking to all age groups, too, by the way. I don't care if you're 65 or 25. If you go to a gym, you see all kinds of people in the gym. So it's not just one age group that we're talking about. Well, what they're saying and why I bring it up on America Tonight is go eat the donuts. Have at it. Go eat the donuts. But just make sure whatever it is you're eating, you keep the calories down throughout the day. And do things like take the steps or maybe walk a little bit more. But don't kill yourself on these elliptical machines and with these personal trainers because it's not going to necessarily burn off the weight. And so what they say in this article, and they have various studies to prove the point, of course, is it doesn't matter when they did these comparisons whether you ran 5 miles every 2 days or so. The problem is sometimes when people do a lot of exercise, it makes them hungry, almost ravenous. So people want to reward themselves, so they'll go to a gym. And they'll lift weights or do whatever it is that you do at a gym and then come out of there and go and eat a bunch of pizza or go and eat things that aren't good for them, eat more junk food after going to the gym, which obviously spoils the whole idea of doing the cardio and doing the things that, you do. In fact, here's what they found. More than 45 million Americans belong to a health club. That is up from 23 million in 93. That's a big jump. So we're spending like, what, $19 billion, if you took all of the American people collectively, $19 billion a year on gym memberships. And we know people, and a lot of people do this, they join and don't go. But if here's what they found. When you engage in regular exercise, the problem is that hunger thing that kicks in. So either you go out and you eat something bad for you, and you're not on some kind of caloric intake that you're, you know, is consistent. And so you're basically throwing out the window whatever you did. You might get the jogger's high and you might feel good about what you've done, but you're not necessarily going to burn off those calories. So I'm just here to tell everybody, if you think that that's the way to lose weight, forget about it. I believe what this Time magazine is saying. I think that mentally you might feel better, but they've got all kinds of research to prove it. And I'm thinking, I've seen it. I know a lot of people that kill themselves, and then they absolutely do not burn off the pounds in the end. So if you're listening to me in the great state of Kentucky or Illinois or California or Connecticut or wherever, don't sweat it anymore. Just do the things like take the steps, the stairs instead of the elevator, or walk to the stadium from the parking lot that's a long ways away, and walk to the grocery store if you can, or do that kind of a thing. I mean, I'm not saying you can't exercise at all, but don't think that it's going to be the end all of your problems struggling to get the little beer gut off. Do you notice that, Matt, you're not 30 yet, but you're going to turn 30. Do you notice that among your friends, are any of them exercise-aholics, but they chow down a lot, too, and they just seem to keep their weight down? Or do you know people that exercise, but yet they still kind of look the same?
Yeah, I've got a wide variety of people like that. I've got friends who, like, were bigger in high school, and it's, you know, since then they got big into working out. I got a buddy who runs triathlons now, who used to be bigger in high school. I got another buddy who runs marathons, and he was, we called him Two Tons of Fun, because he was, you know, a big guy, and now he's a twig. And, you know, it's my sister's boyfriend actually is one of, he had a website about something about getting rid of your beer belly, because he was a offensive lineman for his high school football team, and he played football all the time, and he was just a big guy. And now, I mean, he probably weighs only like 170 pounds, something like that, and he's about 6'3", 6'4". So, I don't know. There's lots of people, I think, who it has to become part of your daily routine, you know, exercising a bunch and eating healthy. But then I have other friends who don't exercise at all and just eat tons of crap, and they don't gain a pound.
That's hereditary.
No,
they have good genes.
That I hate.
Yeah, pass me the Doritos, the chips, and 3 more beers,
right,
and nothing happens to their stomach, and they look the same.
Yeah, I mean, I have a buddy like that who just, I mean, he's been the same size ever since high school, and he just eats the worst stuff, and he never exercises at all. Whereas, you know, and I was like that in high school, but since I've gotten older, I've had to, you know, watch what I eat a little more, and, you know, make sure I'm staying active in order not to, you know, be blimp-like.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I think the only thing, I think that you don't have to go to a gym. I really realize that. I think they're right when they say you can walk and you can do other kinds of exercise, because then, of course, the other problem is, and this used to happen to me, if you go to a gym or you do something strenuous, then you're exhausted for whatever the rest of the day is. So how can you function, get the normal things that you would get done that would burn off calories anyway. So it kind of makes sense to incorporate it into whatever it is you're doing and not necessarily become the gym rat. Anyway, it's interesting. You've got to read it. Check out time.com. I'm not pumping for Time, but I thought that they did great research on it, and it kind of reverses what we've always heard. Exercise, exercise. You know, you go to your doctor. I don't care if you're, like I said before, 60s and 70s or 20s, 30s, whatever. The same response. If you wanted to lose some weight, they'll say, well, how much do you exercise? And exercise a little bit more or whatever. But that's not necessarily true. Here's a fair or foul for you on this version of America Tonight. This is a sad story out of California. The death toll is now 8 in this crash that what happened was it's tied to a police pursuit in near Fresno. And what happened was the police tried to stop somebody driving in a Dodge Neon. It was just a minor traffic infraction. And they didn't stop. They kept driving. So the Neon just took off. Like I said, they ran a stop sign, and then they collided with a pickup truck. And in the pickup truck, there were kids in the back, 4 of the 5 kids in the pickup, 1, 3, 4, and 7, how awful is this, were ejected, and they died right there at the scene. Now, the 5th kid, an 8-year-old, was airlifted to the hospital, but he ultimately died. 2 adults were taken to the hospital, and they're under, I think, serious condition at this point. So they're investigating the collision, but what it's looking like, it is that, hey, the car took off, the cruiser went after the car, so then they're chasing them, and the CHP, it was, California Highway Patrol, they're chasing them, and before you know it, the chase gets up to a little bit higher speeds. They go through a stop sign and, you know, hit this pickup truck that happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. So the question becomes is how dangerous. We saw that, like, in that instance in New Jersey where the girls were walking to get milk and the policeman sped through a stop sign and hit them and killed them, and he was just on a chase. In this case, there's still murky details that have to emerge, but it is a police chase that's happened here. And how dangerous are these police chases, and when do you cut them off? I mean, when is enough enough? And at the same time, well, if you're trying to catch who's ever in the car, what are they going to do? They're in pursuit. And if somebody happens to not see and they pull out, or they just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, but that's awful. I mean, I don't know that I've heard a story from a police chase where you had that many kids that were killed as a result. And it, like I said, it was wrong place, wrong time. But a 1-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 7-year-old, and an 8-year-old, I think they might have to take a look at some of these police chases. 800-259-5791, America Tonight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the e-book. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Heating up, what really continues to heat up is clearly the frustration over health care reform. And we've been talking about this now for weeks on end here on America Tonight. And what is the solution? I keep saying this is you have to have a voice. And, you know, it infuriates me when I hear various and from everything from Bill Maher, et cetera, that I've watched or listened to. It infuriates me when I hear that only the people who are the fringe nutballers are going to these town hall meetings. I don't think it's just the crazies. I think the American public is concerned, and honestly, that's a good thing. If they want to ask questions, it's good. The problem is they should set up a better system at some of these meetings and encourage discussion, and perhaps there wouldn't be all this yelling. And some of what's happened is some of the town halls haven't been big enough, and so many people have showed up like they did in Tampa that you saw shoving and nastiness got underway right from the very beginning, So here's what we're seeing that's happening now. It's a tit for tat thing. The unions say that they're going to supply a bunch of people that are going to scream down the other people who say they don't want Obamacare or they don't want nationalized health care or whatever. So it's going to become a scream fest for the next couple of weeks. Absolutely. That's what you're going to see. If you turn onto the tube, I don't care where you're living, and you see your local news, and then they go to national, hey, nationally today, you're going to see a ton of that. I mean, why can't we just have a conversation? So the Senate's second-ranking Dem, of course, slammed the town hall protests over health care and did it on one of the Sunday shows, and said, you know, that this was Dick Durbin. he said we have these screaming groups on either side. So at least he said it was either side, which is good. That isn't helpful. Let's be honest about this. Town meetings, and this is his words, are not beanbag. I've had hundreds of them, and sometimes folks get upset, and that's part of America. That's part of the process. But this is clearly being orchestrated. I agreed with him up to that point. Then he says, this is clearly being orchestrated, and these folks have instructions. They come down from a Texas lobbyist in Washington. So do you think they're fake or they're real? I did some checking, and there may be plants. I don't know. I can't attest to every single meeting that's been held, but I can attest to some of them. And what I heard in Tampa, that's not true at all, that you did have people from assisted living centers and other people that came out because they wanted to come out, but that this wasn't a planted audience. And, you know, this is the thing. We're founded on free speech, and you have to let the people speak, right? And here's the thing. I mean, that's the brilliance of America, is that you can do this. In Iran, there is no freedom of speech. That's why all the turmoil over the election results, and we saw how silenced they were. We live in the United States of America. Whether you call me nutty or not, we both show up to the same meeting. We might have a different opinion on health care or whatever else it is, but let's say health care for the moment. I frankly think that's a good thing, because I think it's absurd to think that you've got people stacking the deck. In this case, I don't believe it. At least in the meetings that I was able to somewhat check out, you can't account for every person that's gone in the door. I think people are expressing their opinions, and they are concerned because the one, or probably the biggest mistake of this whole healthcare reform thing has been to just ramrod it through, and most people don't even know what the House bill consists of. And if you really looked at the House bill, it wouldn't save costs, because we keep talking about the cost of health care. It's not going to save costs in the current condition. So it's not absurd for people to want to go and hear what's happening or want to express their opinion, because after all, they elected whoever it is, most likely, because that's so far what they've all been at these town halls, whether it's a congressman or congresswoman or whoever. And I think that's a good thing, that you have people that want to be there. The problem is getting people to have the conversation. Now, if you have organized groups that are coming out on both sides, you're not going to have any kind of a serious debate, because you're just going to have screaming matches. That's the unfortunate part of that. So I think it's real. What do you think? Do you put any credence into the fake thing, that this is just completely set up? I'm saying no. I'm going to answer no for everybody listening. 800-259-5791. It's like a CNN poll that I saw over the weekend. Who do you trust with health care? The Democrats, health care reform, the Democrats, the Republicans, or neither? And the answer is probably neither at this point. Well, first of all, with the GOP, they haven't shot back a full-scale bill that I've seen, or any kind of a measure. They've just talked about public options not being the option that people wanted, or what would happen, you know, with the insurance, and what would the final version of the health care legislation look like. You know, Senator Cornyn says any public option, or anything that we've talked about on these airwaves, or anything that's come out of Washington, in the final version of the legislation, you know, there would be deal breakers, obviously. And I think one of the deal breakers is the public option. A lot of people want nothing to do with that, and pretty much that's been thrown out from everything. In the final Senate version of the bill, you probably won't, I know you won't see the public option. In the House version, there'll be some sort of public option. Some sort of option there. So if this health care reform is the centerpiece of Obama's domestic platform, I'd say they're in trouble unless there's bipartisan support, because right now, the way things stand in this break, because remember, it's recess time on the Hill. And what I think is, people are going back and they're talking. That's what you do. You shake hands, go to meetings, talk to the people in your area, do the things that you have to do. There are a lot of people that aren't running for re-election. If they were, they'd be doing more of that. But I think that it's not just strictly vacation for most of the Congress folks or for the senators as well. I think a lot of it is going to be getting out there and talking, and health care reform is absolutely the number one thing. It's crazy, isn't it, that's overtaken the nation. Before, it was just strictly the raw economy and getting people back to work and what are the future jobs, technology and green growth and all these things. Then there was this cap and trade, and that kind of went under the wire. The House narrowly approves it. But everything now is so zeroed in on health care reform. That's the biggest thing. I mean, it is the biggest buzz, period, of anything that I've had happen in my own neck of the woods. I gave you the example the other day and just talking to people in my everyday life, and I didn't bring it up. They brought it up to me. They're scared to death that there's going to be this massive change that they have no say in. You do have a say. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Kate. Let me go in order, but backwards. Okay, first of all, from what I read, especially Michelle Malkin and all these people that are showing up at these town hall meetings, why do you think next to the NRA, why do you think the AARP has so much clout? Because these old retired folks, God bless them, they have time, they vote. That's who's showing up in the meetings. For God's sakes, look at
right.
YouTube, look who's out there, okay? And Bill Maher, first of all, I'm sure he's not going to be subjected to the same kind of health care. He's got money up the yin-yang, so they let him say whatever he wants. You know, for you to repeat what he said, I had to pull my truck over. I'm on my way back home from work. So that's who's showing up at these town hall meetings. Any nutballs will be planted by people that are supporting Obama to make our side look like a bunch of fools and idiots. I agree that it's hard working American people that are afraid of the how much power is going to be in the hands of the healthcare people that he puts in place and not their doctors. We already have socialized medicine, Medicare, Medicaid. It's already in the hole for $67 billion. It's getting bigger every day. So of course the people are upset, and damn well they right should be. So that's just one thing I want to talk about. And you also about the Mexican trucks. I just came down I-95 in Connecticut. I passed a beautiful Peterbilt and another International. You know what American trucks have that Mexican trucks don't have? American trucks have a regeneration unit. It's similar to a catalytic converter in a car. It's like a high temperature furnace that burns off soot. That's mandated by our federal government that the Mexican government doesn't mandate. What does it mean? It means those trucks are going to pollute. When I got my CDL license, my commercial driver's license, I had to submit myself to a state police background check and a database, and I also had to have drug tests, and the trucks are safety inspected. The Mexican trucks, as far as I know, I could be wrong, they don't have that database. We don't know who's coming in. We don't know if their trucks are safety inspected up to the same scale as American trucks and the Canadian trucks, which I've seen that are absolutely gorgeous trucks. So that's why, I mean, Obama's going to give Calderon what he wants as far as the Mexican truck. So we'll see what happens the first time one of those truckers runs over a family of SUVs.
No,
it's not a
truck,
immigrant. And really quick, why, for God's sake, can we just find out what's the cash crop that's coming in? Is it marijuana, Kate? $1.3 billion, the Merida initiative that we're giving
right.
Calderon. And I told you that his government lost the election to some of these hard left groups that want to deal
that's
with
right.
the drug people. So let's take out the marijuana that's down there. But that's what we've been trying to do. Just like in the Taliban, the drugs are flowing out of Afghanistan. Now it's flowing out of Mexico instead of Colombia. Because why? You mentioned it. Because the trucks can bring it in because it's that much closer to the big market here. So if we don't get a handle on the drug problem, it's only going to get worse. I love you, Kate.
All right, I agree with you wholeheartedly, Mark, and thanks for that explanation on the trucks. Is absolutely right. That's just one aspect of it, certainly. On the flip side, the weekly rewind, a new Supreme Court justice sworn in, and how about cash for guns? That's next here on ATN.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful.
Time for the weekly rewind. Besides disruptions at town hall meetings and name calling as to who was in the room and were they plants, were they fake? Were they right-wing extremists and whatever the labels that were being thrown out there, ton of them. Obviously, there was massive reaction, and this is the number one thing that people are concerned about and talking about. And bravo, America. Bravo. Why? Because you have a voice. We don't live in Iran or Venezuela or Cuba. And I don't care who you are. I don't care if your neighbor told you to go. I don't care if they told you at bingo about it. And Mark is 100% right. We know it's the older people in the country. They're concerned. They're worried. They have the time. They vote. So good for you if you go out to the meeting. Let's hope, while both sides have lots of people out complaining, that there are actual discussions that take place. Well, the talking is over. It's official when it comes to Sonia Sotomayor and the weekly rewind. Besides healthcare, as I just mentioned, another thing happened, and that was the Senate voted that Sonia Sotomayor would be the next Supreme Court justice. She was sworn in on Saturday over the weekend. This is what it sounded like Justice Roberts was doing the swearing-in ceremony.
I, Sonia Sotomayor, do solemnly swear
that I will administer justice with
without respect to persons.
That I will administer justice without respect to persons.
And do equal right to the poor and to the rich.
And do equal right to the poor and to the rich.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge and perform.
Discharge and perform.
All the duties incumbent upon me.
All of the duties incumbent upon me.
As Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States.
As an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States.
Under the Constitution and laws of the United States.
Under the Constitution and laws of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
All right, it's interesting. Sonia Sotomayor on the East Coast is being sworn in, and on the West Coast, people turned out like gangbusters for a Cash for Guns event that happened in California. And a bravo for them for putting it on. They got Lugers and rifles and all kinds of guns, basically old guns. And they would get a Target gift card for what the gun was deemed, you know, what it would be worth. And in 2 hours, they were out of the gift cards already because so many people had come through. Here's what the police chief had to say, Jerry Dreyer, about the success of this event.
These are firearms that are being used on the streets of Fresno to do drive-by shootings. They're in the hands of the wrong people.
All right, so that's what we're saying. I mean, these are the kinds of guns that you don't want in the hands of the wrong people. Shirley Edwards is one of the many people who brought some guns to turn them in and to get the cash reward back. And there were others as well who went through and had the, as I mentioned, the Lugers, the rifles, somebody even had a machine gun, I guess, and the whole idea is they don't ask questions. You just turn the guns in, so there's no worry there, and then drive off with the gift certificates. And one of the things that Sonia Sotomayor, I'm sure, when it comes to gun rights, we know that that's something that the Supreme Court is probably going to deal with coming up here in the next year. And for many people, guns are, I mean, the gun shows are packed. It's tough to get ammunition. We've talked about that. How many of you listening to me have had a hard time getting 9mm? And I've seen it myself. The Walmarts, et cetera, they sell out in a heartbeat. In fact, I know I told this story a couple of months ago in Walmart. We asked them about 9mm ammunition, and the guy working there in the gun department told me, oh, you have to line up for that, and once it's gone, because when we know we're getting a shipment in, it's just definitely gone early in the morning. By the time it comes in, it flies out that quickly. So people had to get other kinds of ammunition that was actually jamming their guns, and we see that there aren't guns or ammunition to be had in many, many areas for fear of the guns being possibly taken away. There's a big concern about that. Obviously the NRA, that's their cause. They're worried about it, too. Here's a follow-up in the Weekly Rewind. Billy Mays, we talked about how sad it was when he died. How long ago has that been now? A couple of weeks. And if you've watched any television, you've seen his commercials because they're still running some of his commercials. And, in fact, some of the new commercials that he did before he died are being run on the tube. So he died at just 50 years old, and people wondered originally if it was because he was on the plane where he hit his head. It wasn't that. And it turns out that it was, we know this, lethal arrhythmia of the heart that was caused by a couple of things that led to his death, according to the autopsy and the coroner. Now, they further concluded that cocaine use caused or contributed to the development of his heart disease and therefore contributed to his death. So the toxicology test detected only breakdown products of cocaine, not the drug itself, but they concluded that he had used cocaine in the few days prior to death, but not immediately prior to his death, because what that drug does is it's a stimulant that can raise blood pressure and thicken the wall, basically, of the left ventricle of the heart, which, of course, let's go back to our science classes. It's one of the four main chambers in your heart. And so that's apparently what happened there. Now, the family is questioning this, and they say, that they're going to release their own findings or whatever. But they also showed in the test that he had two tranquilizers, and here we go again, Valium, Xanax, and they're prescribed for a bunch of different things, anxiety, insomnia, et cetera. And they were found in the system as well. And this is the guy with the booming voice. You know, I don't even know how he could not lose his voice all the time from the way he shouted, but he was Mr. OxyClean, Orange Glow, and then there were some new products that came out that he was the voice of that they decided to go ahead and release the commercials anyway, even though he died. But sad for the family. They certainly weren't thrilled to have that get out there about the cocaine usage and mixed with the other things. It could have been another one of these lethal cocktails deals, and of course ultimately what it did to his heart. Here's something else that people are talking about that would be part of the weekly rewind too, and this is a serious story. 250 inmates were injured in a riot that happened overnight at the California Institute for Men. This is in Chino, California. 55 inmates had to be hauled off to hospitals with serious injuries. Luckily, none of you think of those guards and what they get paid and what they have to put up with. No employees were hurt. It broke out at about 8:30 or so Saturday at this place, and the guards tried to use pepper spray and, not as use as much lethal force. They were trying to use other options, and it wasn't under control. They didn't gain control until 7 a.m. And this is a medium security place that we're talking about. Seven units, and there's about 200 inmates, as I said there. So 80 officers responded to the riot. Wow. And there was a fire. Of course, that always happens. The fire starts. And they were in lockdown, and they still are. They're investigating what happened and the fighting and all that stuff and how it broke out. But they put other prisons, sometimes when this happens, they put other prisons in Southern California on lockdown because of that riot at Chino. Gee, I wonder if they're going to send some of those inmates out into the world in California after all this happens. You know, that idea that they want to cut out some of the people because they can't afford the medical for them now. You think what's happened here. And the inmates' injuries were anything from stab wounds and slashes, head trauma. Some of them actually considered life-threatening as a result of being pushed or shoved or, in somebody's fists. And I guess it was just absolutely crazy. I saw some pictures of it. Just a big picture, just a big, huge plume of smoke and fire. And you can hear the buzz or whatever it is, the warning system going off and off and off. And think about it. It happened at 8:30 at night, didn't get under control until 7 in the morning the next day. They had a riot there before. It happened in 2006. And Chino, of course, is just 35 miles east of L.A. Imagine if they actually do that release of those inmates in Cali, and they're talking about doing that in the next 2 years. Send me an email, americatonight.net.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.